Now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The housing crisis generates a lead story in two of today's papers. One of the findings of a new ESRI study covered in the Irish Independent is that people renting in this country seem to fare worse the more they earn because they don't qualify for any of the rental supports which are in place for lower earners. Although the report also found that under 40s are being squeezed out of home ownership, it noted that overall, Irish households spend less of their income on housing than their European counterparts. Internal documents from the Department of Finance, meanwhile, provide the Irish Daily Mail with the line that we're nowhere near where we need to be in terms of the estimated 50,000 homes which we should be building every year. Craig Hughes reports that that number won't exceed 40,000 until the final year of the Housing for All plan in 2030. The Irish Times leads with the story by Patsy McGarry about allegations of sexual abuse at Blackrock College and Willow Park School, which came to light after two brothers spoke publicly about their abuse at the school on an RTE radio documentary. More than 140 people have reported incidents involving 18 abusers, but Gardaí say that only a small number of investigations remain active related to allegations where the suspects are still alive. The sexual abuse of older people in nursing homes following the publication of two damning HSE reports receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Examiner. Safeguarding Ireland CEO Patricia Rickard-Clark is quoted saying that the real number of abuse cases is unknown and that legislation has not been a priority because society doesn't believe that this abuse happens. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead with the case involving 41-year-old Declan Haughey and 37-year-old Gareth Coakley, who pleaded guilty yesterday to attempted deception when they tried to claim the pension of Haughey's uncle, Padder Doyle, by dragging his dead body into a post office in Carlow in January of last year. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph run with lead stories about comments made by DUP MP Ian Paisley during a debate in the House of Commons about a Belfast-based solicitor who had represented the family of IRA man Colin Marks, who was shot dead by the RUC in 1991. Diageo's 4-cent increase on the price of the pint provides the Irish Daily Mirror with its lead story. Stout rage is the headline there. And finally, today's front pages are awash with pictures of girls in green in advance of this morning's game against World Cup host Australia. The Times runs with a picture of a group of young girls in Ringsend in Dublin, dressed in football gear, cheering on local girl Abby Larkin. The picture on the front of the Examiner brings it back home to Knocknaheeny in Cork, where members of Denise O'Sullivan's family are pictured jumping for joy outside her family home. And Denise herself features in a picture in the front of today's Independent, limbering up at a training session in Sydney yesterday. Date with Destiny is the headline there.